Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and we have a debut show today. It's called Coach's Corner, something everyone needs. They need a coach. You know, in the old days, it was you need an attorney, a CPA, and maybe an insurance person. Now I think you need an attorney, CPA, and a coach. That's very important, and we have three great coaches in studio today. We have Chris Lombardo, a veteran of the show from Slim and Fit. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon. Good to be here.
Well, nice seeing you again. Nicole Bandis from Golden Eagles Coaching. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, and you both know each other.
We do. We've been hanging out for about a year and a half together.
Well, if you both weren't married, you could be on Match No Match, our dating show. Oh, they're actually looking at each other. Okay.
I'm sure we could find a few guests for the show.
Oh, that'd be good. Do you know some single people?
Oh, one or two.
That's it? How about you, Nicole?
Yeah, a handful.
Oh, good. We'll have to talk after. Okay.
There you go.
Because we were looking for people. And, of course, my old friend from, 12, 15 years, Tom Bossmeyer. We call him the boss from, of course, Leapfrog Forums. Tom, how are you?
Good, Dave, and I'm glad we're getting back together again.
I know. It's been a while. I haven't seen Tom for 4 years or maybe 5 years. And there you are at a networking event just where I met both of you or saw you.
Saw me, Chris. And I introduced you to Nicole there.
Yeah. Is this incredible or what?
Yeah, the evolution of networking.
Yeah, or the results of networking. Maybe the evolution. I don't know. What do you think? Let's have the judge. Kurt, is it evolution? Is it results? He's thinking, he's not sure. Okay. All right. I don't know what that means. I don't know if you're right, I'm right, we're probably both right. So anyway, let's go around this panel because we're here to help people today. Coaching, mindset, business coaching, whatever it is to help people, people have to understand what they don't know. If they don't know it, they can't do it. If they can't do it, they're going to have the same results. So let's start with Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer. So Tom, Leapfrog Forum, tell us what it is.
All righty. Yes, Leapfrog was created in our economic little challenge that we've had the last 4 years, and it's about turning organizations around. And organizations are led by executives and leaders. And here we are 4 years later, and we're still down 380,000 jobs. So to turn this economy around, you're either going to have to call Ghostbusters or Leapfrog Forums.
Oh, I like that. Wow.
And we're fundamentally about bringing executives together, a lot like this radio show, and improving the performance of the leaders.
That's so critical. Leadership is so critical. A lot of people, as Chris and Nicole, you both know, when you deal with small business or even mid-sized business, they're usually not entrepreneurs. Usually they know what they're doing. They're a technical person or they're good at what they are selling or providing, but they don't know leadership. And let's go to Nicole from Golden Eagles Coaching. I love that name, Golden Eagles Coaching. Tell us what that is.
Well, Golden Eagles Coaching got started because when you think of eagles, you soar. And for me, in business or in life, we're never alone. And if you think about the eagles, golden eagles are actually the ones that tend to not be isolated. They tend to fly together in flocks more than other types of eagles do. So you kind of combine those two areas. And specifically what it's about is you coaching rather than focusing just on business or just on career or just on life, because we really can't separate any of those areas. We're all one whole person. That's what you coaching is about coaching you to be the best you that you can be.
And ultimately, that's really makes or breaks you. I mean, to reach your full potential. And not blame external circumstances or other people, but it's all about you in the sense that take control of you, meaning it's really not about you as a center of universe, but it's about you to take the responsibility and accountability to be your best. And
absolutely.
Wow, I couldn't have said it any better. Oh, I just said it. But
you just did.
But that's good. I like that because that is very important. And, of course, the veteran of the show, what, about a month ago, I think it was, the Flying Brian Show. That was fun. Chris Lombardi from Slim and Fit. Tell us about what that is.
Well, hey, first of all, it's great to be back on the air with you. Slim and Fit is a program. It's a fitness nutrition program where we help people through fitness nutrition change their bodies. And early last year, we came to the realization it's never about what's going on externally, which is kind of what we were talking about a moment ago. A lot of what happens when people get deconditioned or get overweight, it's something else deeper. It's something more at a foundational level. So we've introduced a whole process that we help people deal with limiting beliefs. And once we can help people deal with their limiting beliefs, then it's amazing the changes that can happen when we get the subconscious mind working in parallel with the conscious mind. And ultimately, you get improvements that people have struggled with in the past. So it's a pretty simple process.
Well, that makes sense, and because limiting beliefs will create a limited reality. And why do people want to be limited? In fact, maybe we should start that off. I mean, we're going to talk about certain things like are positive thoughts enough, how limiting beliefs create a limited life, and a lot of other things. The main thing is, you know, what are some of the obstacles? You know, we were talking off there just before we started about the 10, you know, you hear about the 10 must things you should do, but how about the 10 things that you don't want to repeat? And maybe we could develop a list. Wow, this is like improv night or day. So, but I'm thinking I'll start off with one. It's actually an NL related to neuro-linguistic programming is, and it really comes, Tony Robbins gets credit, but it really came from Einstein, is doing the same thing over and over again, yet expecting, different results is really the definition of insanity. Let's go around the panel and talk about that because I see it all the time as a CPA and an NLP coach where people are repeating patterns. You could call it habits. You could call it patterns. And it reminds me of someone like a cartoon character trying to get through a brick wall and keep banging their head on the wall and not even going anywhere but thinking the energy, the busyness is some type of success activity. Let's start with Chris.
So perfect example is our business is around weight loss. You ever met anybody that's lost weight, gained it back, lost weight, gained it back? I mean, the whole yo-yo effect. The reality is if you don't change what's going on deeper inside, if you don't look at what's going on at a more subconscious level, your chances of changing your habits, the habitual part of us at the subconscious level, isn't going to happen. So the reality is you got to get to that first. You got to become the observer of your thoughts and understand that is those things that keep showing up in your life are hints to where you need to kind of focus your attention.
So, that's interesting when you say observer of your thoughts. And so, Nicole, when you coach people surrounding this area about people repeating patterns or creating obstacles, which is usually themselves, I mean, how do you go about creating the awareness so people can see that they need to make a change, a different direction, do something different?
Well, you hit on the key word for me, which is awareness. Once they can become aware, then they become open to the possibilities that exist out there in the world. But being able to see that what they're doing now is not getting them any further in their life is the initial challenge. And sometimes it's just talking to them and saying, okay, where are you now and where do you want to go? And the question that I always ask is, who is the kind of person that you need to be to get what you want? Because when you can ask that question, it's no longer, why not me? It becomes, who do I have to become to get what it is that I want?
You know, that makes sense. Or you can always, instead of say, why not me, but why can't it be me either? I mean, that's another way of looking at it. And, of course, this all relates to leadership, Tom. Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer.
Oh, yeah. Just building into the conversation here, how many, you talk about observers, how many observers are observing their bosses on a day-to-day basis, and he or she is banging their head against the wall with the wrong behaviors over and over and over again that's affecting the livelihood of the employees in the organization and ultimately the customers? So, you know, there's a challenge. How do you tell the emperor?
You don't. I know how you tell them. Bye bye. I'm gone. I'm leaving for somewhere else. So you could do that, but yeah. A lot of people are stuck in fear, and they don't think they have the capabilities to move on and create their own reality. They rely on someone else. But that's a good point, Chris. Right. I think you had something.
No, I would agree with you. I spent 30 years working in a corporate position, a Fortune 50 company, watching strong leaders and watching weak leaders.
Exactly.
And those strong leaders never had to force people. They actually naturally drew them towards them. Weak leaders would try to force the situation and try to force people into it. But strong leaders, and we have so many different examples of people that have been able to draw people to them. I think I've heard about pushing people or pulling or drawing them. It's much easier to pull them towards you than it is to push them towards you.
Yeah, the pushing creates resistance. Nicole, does that make sense to you?
It does, and I was going to add to that. With the employees, what tends to happen, or what I see happening a lot, is they get stuck in their victimhood, and they look at the leaders, and they look at the bosses or managers, and they say, you know, all they can do is think about the negative aspects of, well, they're making all the money, and I have to do all the work, rather than actually observing what that individual is doing and how they got to where they are. So if we could take that victimhood out of it and they could actually start really looking and observing at who that individual is, then they might be able to excel past the level that they are.
And also, in terms of upgrading your skills, and Tom, what you were saying is that there's other ways to get your point across if you're an employee. Rather than obviously quitting or resisting what your boss says, no matter how incompetent your boss might be, but maybe you can take an attitude of how can I help my boss, you know, in a covert way. I mean, without really directly telling them, because they're probably insecure anyway, so they're not going to like it. But there, if you upgrade your skills and you have an intention that you're not there just to survive, you're not there just to make money, but you're there to actually change the culture of the company, and that's maybe one of your main purposes, it's a gentler approach and maybe much appreciated by your own boss.
Oh, I agree, and appreciated by everybody around, because you, in effect, become the advocate champion within an organization. And everyone today is looking for advocates, you know, leaders, champions to pull them forward. You know, it's like starting a movement within a 20-person organization. Somebody's got to step up and that has the inner strength and the confidence in themselves, regardless of their position. And, you know, there's a good book out about calling, it's called A Linchpin, and it's that person is the go-to person. But, yeah, everybody, if there's always somebody that can step up, and the value to the organization and in to them developing themselves is incredible.
You know, what amazing company that would be is if everyone had that attitude within themselves, all the employees, to it's not about you, but it's about something greater than you to contribute to a higher level purpose. That would be an amazing organization, Nicole.
And in addition, then you become indispensable to that company. And, you know, in this economic times where everybody's on the fence, am I going to lose my job or not, when you're the one that steps up and go above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak, you become indispensable. And the company's going to look at you, and they're going to look at the next guy that's just kind of sitting around doing the bare minimum, and you're not going to be the one that's going to be on the chopping block.
Right. And then, you know, say you just graduate law school and you're looking for a law firm to join. Which firm are you going to join? An organization that's upbeat, has a good culture, is a best-in-class organization, or an autocratic-run, mm-hmm. you know, law firm?
Or worse, the movie from Tom Cruise, The Firm. Yeah. That would be really bad, wouldn't it? And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Chris Lombardo from Slim and Finn. Slim and Fim. Where did I get Slim and Fim? What is that? Well, I know someone named Leah Haven who has Smart Fim.
Well,
that was close enough.
There you go.
She's probably listening right now. And of course, Nicole Mandis from Golden Eagles Coaching and Tom Bossmeyer, Leapfrog Forums. We'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire? You call 911. The firemen don't know what to do. The truck's got a flat tire. The water hose has a leak. They can't decide what to wear. And everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process. They follow it. They're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the debut show of The Coach's Corner, a show that is absolutely critical in life, business, and sports. If you really want to make dramatic changes, got to go to a coach. In fact, if you think about it, you know, we have a sports show Wednesday and Fridays. I was at Media Day yesterday with the Phoenix Mercury. Talked to Ann Myers-Drysdale. She is phenomenal. She'll be on the show tomorrow along with Eddie Johnson from the Phoenix Suns. But, I mean, have you ever seen an athlete without a coach?
No.
Never. I mean, the best of the best have coaches. Why do not more people in business and life, why don't they have coaches? Who wants to answer that? Nicole.
It comes down to we're afraid to ask for help. In our society, we've developed this idea that we have to be independent, that we have to know everything, we have to do everything on our own, and that it's vulnerable to ask for help, and we fear our vulnerability, so people don't want to ask for help. They don't know how to ask for help.
And underneath that, could it be a fear of really seeing you? You know, I'm always curious about that, is that people like to, you take it really insecure people. Sometimes they appear to really be out there, like, look at me, I'm this, and they buy the BMW, and they want to be more than they are, but underneath, it's just compensating.
Yep.
For some sadness they have, some void within them, maybe they're not good enough, but people can really upgrade their skills, change their behaviors, really transform disempowering beliefs to empowering beliefs, create a different purpose in life, and become all they can be, like the Marines. All right, that's my Chris, I don't know, that's what came to mind.
It ties into ego.
Yeah.
A lot of times ego can be positive, but a lot of times it can also take us down. And the reality is when you're not looking for help, I mean, take any of the greatest athletes or even the business leaders that are out there. I mean, there's not one that doesn't have multiple coaches focusing on multiple parts of their world. Golfers have swing coaches and putting coaches and psychological coaches, and it just goes on. So why
doesn't— Some of them need life coaches, too.
Yeah. So why doesn't it make a bigger impact on individuals? And I think Nicole touched on it. Sometimes the fear of opening up their situation to outside view, it can be devastating.
Well, yeah. And in the business sense or the personal, yeah, when you open yourself up, it depends on how much you want to hold yourself accountable for changing your behavior, for changing your belief system, to moving to a higher level, and maybe changing your life. And sometimes people don't want to, they'd like to bury their head in the sand and, you know, resist the whole change process.
Well, Tom hit on a really important word, the accountability word. I mean, the accountability is key. When we hold something within ourselves, chances are very good if the wind blows a different direction, we give up on it.
Yeah.
But it's not until we put it in the hands of another that accountability to another person really holds us on. So coaching, support, however you want to look at it, putting that out there in another's hands really will help us stay on track. And I think that's what coaches do for everybody, is affect change.
No doubt, Nicole.
In addition, it comes down to when somebody identifies having to work with a coach, all of a sudden it becomes my problem. If I go to a coach, now I have to admit that it's something that I'm doing wrong. As long as I can keep it at arm's length and I can say, well, you know, I can't do anything about the economy. I can't do anything about my job. I can't do anything about my relationship or whatever the case may be. Then they don't have to take responsibility. And so if nothing changes, nothing's lost because it's not their problem. As soon as they hire a coach, all of a sudden they have to accept responsibility for the change in their lives.
Yeah, there's no question about that. I think people view it's easier to blame others, and misery loves company, maybe drag someone down with you. And that's unfortunate, because in the long run, it's easier to look within. And one technique I tell people is the first response. Start training your mind. The first response in any interaction, any situation in life, is look to you first. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Mm-hmm. Look to you first. That will stop the blame game and really look at, well, you had a reaction. What was underneath that reaction? Doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I used to have, I guess I still do, the person that caused me most of the major problems. If I could kick that person, I wouldn't be able to sit down. So, that's why I'm standing right now during this radio show.
Well, and there's a lot of other things that happen. As you know, the formative years, a lot of our programming has developed between the age of birth and 6 and 7 years old. So, Tom, don't take so much, because there's a lot of stuff inside that may have been programmed that you're maybe not even 100% aware of. That's a whole other conversation when we get into what's going on at a subconscious level with limiting beliefs. But we are programmed by a lot of people, families, parents, friends, at a very early time in our life, and a lot of that carries forward throughout our life.
Right.
And most people are unaware of it. That's the interesting part of the limiting belief, is that they can't see beyond the limiting belief. And so it creates the reality. So the projection out there sort of proves their point about, well, this is how it's going to be because look at my life. But they don't realize that their life is really a projection from inside that projects outward. I've always told people that look at the world as a big TV screen and just look at it in a neutral way, realizing that is a reflection of your innermost thoughts and feelings. So you can trace it back to you, not to beat yourself up, but to really trace it back to say, where can I really change internally?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to comment on that? All right, no one. All right, then here I'm going to do insight, my daily insight, Kurt's cracking up, because something that you said. So this is deep and profound.
All right.
So Chris said golfers have swing coaches. And you know what my first thought was?
Which was?
Now, remember, you said golfers have swing coaches. My first thought was swingers have golf coaches. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not that funny, but now I'm getting a laugh. All right, I get the bell. All right, so let's go on to something that I really like to talk about from a neurolinguistic programming standpoint. It's called the third level of thinking. And I really think this is important because it can draw people out of their own self-limited beliefs. And the first level is I know what I know. Now, most people know their name, and they play in that field. They know what they know. They never challenge it. They think that's their limited view of the world, and it is. The second level, I know what I don't know. Now, some people play in that level, I know what I don't know, and it expands a little bit of more awareness, like I know I have an engine in my car, and if it doesn't work, I know I can't fix it, but I know someone that can. So, you know, you play in that level, you get a little bit better off. Now, the third level, I know that I don't know what I don't know. Think about that. I know that I don't know what I don't know. So nothing specific. You just know there's major, unbelievable opportunities that you don't see yet. And the key word is yet. It's a presupposition in NLP. So if people play in that third level of thinking, they will continually search for things they have no clue about, but other people may. And if you have no clue about something and you discover it, How can that enhance your life, your business, or anything that relates to that? Who wants to comment on that? The third level, Nicole.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier as far as, the Einstein, doing the same thing, you're going to expecting different results. Once you get to that point where you know that you don't know everything and you begin to go out and seek it, then you can get past that doing the same thing over and over again because you get out of that pattern of repetitive nature of just doing the same thing. So you realize that there's a world of opportunities and a wealth of knowledge and information out there, and tapping into it and asking for help, is one of the greatest things that you can do to move yourself forward in success.
There's no doubt. And that's where I think coaches can come in to, you can actually borrow their vision. You could say, wait a minute, have you ever thought about this? Do you realize that someone has done something like this and maybe it's not even in their awareness, and it might just ignite them enough to say, wow, there is a world beyond my limited view. The key is to expand your limited view. Leaders need that all the time.
Every day, yeah. And in our forums, my partner and I, Wayne Smith, we'll bring it out in executives when they're talking about the tragedy of what's going on in their business, and we'll have them reflect, well, now that door's shut, what else do you see? And they'll take some time, and they'll say, oh, my God, I never looked at it like that. But the opportunity that's right in front of me, I never thought about. And then other members of the forum will jump in and support that person. And a conversation started off on a negative basis with a door shutting or a division of their business closing. And now they're expanding it within a half hour because, they're opening up to possibilities and listening to peers.
So, masterminding has been talked about for 100 years. Back to Napoleon Hill days. And the reality is a single person by themselves can't generate as much thought as three, four people in a room together. And if there's that room think, that room energy, it can generate a whole new different perspective. That's the importance of having a group of people together, whether it's two, coach and a client, right, or a group and a mastermind group. The energy that can lift the power of many over the power of one.
Right. Oh, yeah. And the years of experience, my God.
Yeah, it's a
tap into that.
Yeah.
And there's your technology tool.
Well, and it's a geometric regression. It's not a 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's a 1 plus 1 equals 11.
Right.
The reality is the group think when these different perspectives come, it's only because the minds are all coming together. And there's a whole spiritual conversation that talks about the ability to bring multiple minds and the energy of minds coming together.
Right.
It reminded me of something else. You guys are going to faint like, oh, no, what is he going to say now? The power of many over the power of one.
Oh.
What well-known movie did that come from? Oh,
Toby.
Kurt,
tick.
You know, right? Star Trek. Remember when Spock was dying? How did they say that? The good of one doesn't outweigh the good of the many or something like that. That was phenomenal. Remember he died, but he did come back.
He did.
Wow, I was glad because I could see another movie. I'm a Trekkie, actually.
No, actually, to that point, our branding is all around the power of partners. And you mentioned that to a group, and there's so much there.
There's something going on right now with the building of community in our world. The reality is we need to go back to community. And however we want to do that, we've got to go back to community. The power of many versus a bunch of individual cells.
Right.
And that's leading right to what you were talking about, Tom.
Yeah, the old silo mentality.
Yeah.
The left hand doesn't have any idea to what the right hand's doing.
And that's interesting when you bring that into business. If we look at the way that business is conducted over the centuries, it began as something that was all about community. You did business in your local community. Advertising wasn't something that was a big deal. And then, within the last 100 years or so, everybody started advertising, and that was the way to do it because you could get to a mass number of people without actually connecting one-on-one. But now, as the economy's starting to change again, we get away from that mass advertising and we go back to the community. We go back to networking and building relationships and talking to individuals one-on-one and getting to know each other. So it's an interesting shift back into time, really.
There's no doubt about that. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with the Coach's Corner, starring Chris Lombardo, Slim and Fit, Nicole Bandis from Golden Eagles Coaching, Tom Bossmeyer from Leap Frog Forum. Say that three times. Say that three times.
Okay. No, no, no.
There we go. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the debut show of Coach's Corner, starring in this corner. I always wanted to say that, like a boxing match. And as he drinks his Starbucks, there he goes. Chris Lombardo from Slim and Fit, Nicole Bandis, Golden Eagles Coaching, Tom the Boss, Bossmeyer. I like to say that. You're like that famous singer from Leap Frog Forums. Who is that? The boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, that's right. Do we have any Bruce Springsteen?
I'm going to break out some singing music from Bruce Springsteen.
Are you going to sing?
The commercial next time.
No. We'll do it in front of everyone live.
Wrong.
And hundreds of thousands of people.
You didn't know it was karaoke time.
Yeah. Oh, that's like Miller time, right? Karaoke time, Miller time. Okay, the boss time. Anyway, as Kurt's looking for music for Tom to start singing, we want to talk a little bit, a couple minutes, about your book, Nicole. You have a new book out. Tell us what it is.
I do. It just released. I had my book signing on Wednesday of last week. It's called Positivity on Purpose, Intentionally Create More Abundance, Wealth, and Happiness.
And so give us a little sneak preview, some of maybe the chapters and the theme. I mean, I know the title probably would dictate what is in my mind, but maybe a little bit more specific, what people can expect.
Sure. Well, you know, from doing a lot of personal reading myself, personal development books and all that kind of thing, the one thing that I sort of found missing, the missing piece to the puzzle, was not the fact that we should be thinking positive, which we hear all the time. You have to think positive. You have to think positive. But more, how do we think positive? So the book is actually filled with over 40 different tips and techniques on actually how do you shift your thinking from the negative thought processes to the more positive thinking.
I like that. Can you give us like one or two tips.
Sure, I'd love to. One of my favorites and a common one that comes up all the time is shifting your attitude with gratitude. That's chapter number 8, actually. And what that's all about is when we begin to focus on what we're truly grateful for in our lives right now, it's hard to focus on the negative. It takes a little practice, and every one of my chapters ends with, remember, it takes practice. Whenever we get into that negative thought process, by consciously choosing to really focus on what is good in my life right now, it begins to really shift away from the ongoing negative thoughts and that kind of thing.
So what it does really, it does a couple things. One, it gets you in the present moment. Mm-hmm. Right, when you say right now, and as Tony Robbins always said, when is now a good time? Well, I think now. Mm-hmm. So it gets you in the present moment. That's where the power is always. The power is in the present moment, which then might get you away from worrying about the future, regretting the past. There's actually a great book also called The Power of Now.
Yep.
Anyone
mm-hmm.
read that?
I have.
That's
yeah.
a very
yeah.
good book. So I like that. And also focuses your mind to something that you can be grateful for. Now, what if someone told you or asked you, Nicole, there is nothing in my life to be grateful for? How would you respond to that?
You know, I get that question quite frequently, actually, and it's really very simple. You begin to ask a series of questions. Do you love your spouse, your significant other? And they usually will say yes, or, you know, it's not a great relationship. You just go through a series of things. Are you grateful that you got up this morning? Are you grateful that you have two legs? Are you grateful that you're able to breathe, you know, right now? In fact, in the book, there's a series of questions that you can ask yourself, you know, for those individuals that say, there's nothing to be grateful for in my life. I lost my job. I lost my house. I lost this. Well, do you still have family? Do you still have friends in your life? Do you still have a roof over your head and food in your belly? You know, it can get to the very, very basic level, because there certainly are people out there that don't have those things.
So, you know, it's real important to focus on what you want versus what you don't want. This is what it reminds me of. And so many people are always looking at what they don't have. Mm-hmm. And it relates, Tom.
If I got time for a real quick story.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife did Peter Pan production down at the Herberger this weekend, and it's a children's production, and some of the children are handicapped. This is Peter Pan in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy. Star of the show, also Peter Pan's shadow, is on crutches. As they're getting ready to do the production, the little girls are about 4 or 5, and they're a little scared. Well, the person that's playing Peter Pan says, "Don't be scared. Hold on to my wheelchair. That will make you brave." Mm. And we're talking about the healthy children are supposed to be supporting the challenged children. And instead, here's kids that don't have a lot going for them, you know, or they're more challenged, and they're teaching.
Yeah, they're focused on what they're grateful
for.
So
it's to your point mm-hmm. about, you know, look what you have, and, you know, share the wealth, or, you know, open up and.
Yeah, that's a great story, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's, like, everybody in the audience is, like, crying. You know, what joy is happening here? It's all around us. I mean, let's look within, like we're talking about.
And it's interesting how we get caught up in the darkness around us. But, you know, everything, there's duality in everything. There's darkness, there has to be light. Without darkness, there isn't light. And we get too caught up sometimes in one focus and not realize that there is duality in all. And we get caught up saying, I'm not grateful for anything. They're just in that darkness right now and haven't had a chance to observe that there are other things going on in their world that gratitude comes from.
Mm-hmm. And what people have to remember, it's just a thought. I mean, what happens is people think, I'm not grateful for anything. I just can't do it. Well, that can't do it thought is just a thought. And you can have another thought. So it's like what you said, Nicole. You do have to practice. You say you put that in your book, I guess, at end
yes,
of each chapter.
Absolutely.
And it really does take a practice of changing your thoughts. Very, very important. In NLP, there's a thing called reframing, and you can use the as-if frame, which is a really nice, simple technique. Is if you did have something to be grateful for, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And so it starts to direct the mind in a different way. It's called the as-if frame. So. Because people unfortunately, naturally tend to go to what doesn't work rather than what could work. And you use certain words, and language is very big in neurolinguistic programming, and it really very effective. So I like what you said. Give us another tip.
Well, another one, and I think this is actually very similar to neurolinguistic programming and the reframing process, is perspective. Really being able to take a look at something and, you know, for me and what I tell my clients is, if you were somebody else, how would you look at that situation? And I'll do that with myself as well. I'm like, okay, well, I'm the coach. You know, I'm stuck in the situation. How can I look at it differently if I were somebody else? So being able to see it from a different perspective and shifting, you know, okay, well, all I can see is the negative right now. Well, look at it from, you know, create a story. And that's the greatest thing, is we all can be our own story writers and the best movie producers of all time, because it's our life. So we can write whatever story about it we choose to.
You know, it's great that you said that, because, again, my training is in neurolinguistic programming, but it's very similar to what everyone has to offer here. And it's called three perceptual positions: yourself, the other person, and observer. There's actually more than that, or shifting referential index. And that means, like you said, look at it from a different point of view. And there's sayings like that, you know, if you can walk a mile in my shoes, how would that be? What might be interesting is for the listeners is to ask, what if you looked at this problem from, like, if you were a minister? Mm. What if you looked at this issue from a different role? And it can shift people very quickly when you ask it that way. And because obviously there's a set of standards with each role people have. If you looked at it from a parent, from a neighbor, from, you know, a professional, like an attorney or whatever, you'll see it from that perspective, and you can shift roles and actually see things differently. Tom?
No, I agree. And what I, to your point earlier about the thought and the neuro-linguistic programming, I mean, remember, it's a thought. And if you don't know what that means, think about what a thought is and what power you put to that. And is it real power? Mm. Or is it a pass? Where'd that thought go?
So we've heard this before, right? Henry Ford says, if you think you can,
yeah,
or if you think you can't, you're right. I mean, that is the power of our thoughts.
Right.
And there's nothing that was ever made or generated that didn't start with a thought first. So choose a positive perspective versus a negative.
Yeah, or beat yourself up all day with the same thought over and over again, then wake up tomorrow and do it again and again, and then start laughing. That's the way out of it, because that's not real either. I mean,
well, and humor is one of the ways of changing to positive thinking in here as well. But one of the things we're you know, touching on quite frequently here is choice. It all comes down to choice. You know, you have to want to change that thinking. You have to want to improve your life and make a positive shift in your life. And once you've set your mind that this is possible, then it's just a matter of making the choice. How do I want to think? And then it's remembering to do it on a regular basis, which was where the practice comes in.
And when we come back from our break, I'm going to ask the question to each panel member. How do people, when they don't think they deserve a better life, how do you handle that? Because that's the power of a belief, and a very disempowering belief. If you don't think you deserve it, you're going to play it out and make sure you prove that life will not give you anything but sour grapes, and we'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602 602- 435-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of the Coach's Corner. And we have in studio Chris Lombardo from Slim and Fit, Nicole Bandis from Golden Eagles Coaching, and Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer from Leapfrog Forums. Now, I did ask a question that the listeners are probably very curious about the answers. What happens, or what do you say, all three of you coaches, when someone either explicitly says this or implicitly implies it, that they don't deserve better in life? Because that is very common. Who wants to go first on that particular question? Nicole.
Well, one of the tricks is to really get them to write down a list of their successes. And a lot of times you need to work through that with them, through that process of beginning to write down, you know, what have you done that you're proud of? And again, just like the gratitude, sometimes they come back with, oh, there's nothing in my life that I'm proud of. So you have to work through that with them. You know, do you have children? Are you proud of the way that they're growing up? Are you proud of the relationship that you have with your spouse? You know, did you graduate from high school? Did you, you know, you can get down to the really tiny, minute things and begin to build a success journal with them and show them that they have done things in their life that are worthy of more.
Well, that's a good point. How about Chris?
So I think Nicole touched on one thing. Going back and remembering positive things have happened, and everybody has those. I mean, there can be dark times as well, but we get too caught up in the dark. But if you can remember the positive times and understand that there is every moment is an opportunity for a new moment.
Yeah.
If you get too caught up in the past and if you're too worried about the future, you can guarantee nothing's going to change. But take that moment of the present moment and make a change happen, and anything's possible.
Oh, I agree 100%. And in this economy that we're in right now, there's tens of thousands of people that have been displaced, and they're in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, and they had wonderful careers in big organizations, and their self-esteem and their belief systems are at an all-time low right now. And what we have to do is, you know, and I agree with what you guys are saying, we use the appreciative inquiry approach, again, building on your strengths. But it's tough on them, and, you know.
Well, the key is really where people put their focus also is on themselves to get past their own sabotage, their own similar to sabotage, self-destructive behavior. You know, I think everything has a positive intention. They're just trying to get some type of underlying peace or happiness or harmony. They just go about it the wrong way, just similar to a young kid who has a tantrum trying to get attention. That doesn't work very well, and a kid will learn that when they become an adult. Have you ever met an adult that has tantrums? Mm. Wow, Nicole raised her head. Is it something you can share or someone you know maybe?
You know, it's just a repetitive pattern of that. They're getting something out of it. There's a benefit attached to the way that they are. And sometimes, you know, you have to really begin to look deeply and figure out what is that benefit that they're getting out of feeling like they don't deserve it or, you know, in Chris's case, continuing to carry that weight, you know, or whatever the case may be. There's such a factor that's deep-seated that they have some benefit in being the way that they are, that until they can get past that benefit, they're never going to make the shift.
There's another outcome that's really starting to impact our country, and that is that this the silent killer, stress, that comes, and now the disease that we're starting to see, the changes, the abuse, all of the things that are coming from a very stressed-out individual and stressed-out folks. Tonight, I was going to mention we're having a workshop at our Slim & Fit location in Scottsdale. The first half is all around stress and stress management. A good friend of mine, John Petrie, is an expert in dealing with stress. The second part of it is working on limiting beliefs. But the reality is that we're inducing more sickness, more illness, more abuse, more aggression. And a lot of that comes back to the amount of stress that's being induced, the light chronic stress, not the incidental stress, but the stress that's happening. We're seeing just tremendous shifts in people's health because of that.
Why don't you give out the contact information? How can people attend this, or is it sold out already?
No, it's not. It's at our location's at 15475 Greenway Hayden Loop. We're about one block east of the Scottsdale Quarter or Kierlin Common, and we're up in North Scottsdale. And it starts at 7, it goes to 9. And it's open. We'll make it standing room only for those people that want to come in and see what we're talking about.
Is there a phone number or a website?
Yep, 480-607-7546. It is complimentary. John is presenting his topics. Anybody that participates or attends is going to walk away with three or four stress management techniques that I've watched John have some just spectacular changes for people. And then I'll get into a little bit more about the limiting belief work that we do as part of our Psyche process at Slim & Fit.
Which is really important because some, you know, even the medical field now, even Western medicine, saying how linked it is, stress and illness. And it's amazing. I mean, Eastern philosophy, I think, has always realized that. But Western has been notorious for treating the symptom, not the cause. Mm. Where Eastern, it's about the cause. And that makes so much sense. And that's what we're really talking about here is we're talking about behaviors, maybe the symptom. What's driving the behaviors? It's the cause. And, of course, the part of that would be the limiting beliefs, how you your self-esteem, your identity, your purpose in life. And those are very, very big impacts on behavior.
Well, and Tom's where he works with these executives coming out of careers, and they're now forced into a situation where their ego's impacted. It's got to be tremendously difficult for them to adjust from a very important position to the deflation of being out on the street and how they deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, their whole world has changed. The paradigm shift is the ultimate one to themselves. And that talk about stress before they even begin their day. They're so stressed out and disappointed in themselves and starting to fall into the trap of the poor me that, you know, what chance do they give themselves when their belief system is that easily fooled, by the way?
Oh, yeah, and it easily is fooled. And but that's what you're going to go over tonight is
we
limiting
are.
Beliefs.
Yeah, send your clients up to see us up at Slim & Fit up in Scottsdale.
I will, and then actually on June 13th, if I can put a plug in there for Leapfrog Forums, for all you stressed-out sales executives, that are behind plan, and it's almost June, and you have performance goals. We're having a executive business development forum at Keller Institute, June 13th. That's a Monday afternoon. And again, it's a breakthrough forum. We're looking for you to come there and bring your biggest business development challenge, and we're going to collaborate with you, or as we trademarked at Leapfrog, collaboration, because we all talk about on these radio shows about collaborating, but we want to see some action.
Oh, that's good.
And that'll take your stress away.
So June 13th. Now, how do they find out more about that?
Thank you for asking, Dave.
You're welcome.
All right. You go to leapfrogforums.com.
And is there a phone number or is the website's good enough?
The website has all the information, and we do the free forums once a month, and they're just powerful, transformative sessions.
Yeah, I like what you said, to bring your biggest business development challenge. That is really cool. And I bet some people bring like a whole bag full.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the session, you can connect the dots. I mean, if you're an executive in the real estate industry and you're talking with somebody from the software industry and then somebody from the healthcare industry, the biggest challenge is getting out there and getting your sales funnels started with the right ideal clients. And the executives are just amazed. And when they start sharing stories, oh, it's just not me, and poor me, then it's time to move on. How do we fix this? What best practice can we do to take the stress away, improve the performance, and bring in the results?
That is good. That's sort of unique. I like your approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again, Dave, and we do this monthly.
Is it always Monday?
No, we have several different forums at different times.
Can you make it Thursday so I can attend?
If you'll bring
all your... I'm getting them. See, this is how you negotiate with someone. You get them on the radio and say, can you do it Thursday? And
yes,
you start shaking your head, yeah, and they start following you.
Yeah, you'll bring the Suns basketball team with you, Dave.
No, because I'm on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And we'll bring it here. We'll bring it to the radio studio.
That would even
here.
Be better.
Yeah.
Oh, we could have a forum live on KXXT 1010 AM. Now, I think we only have 3 minutes. So let's go around and maybe give some more contact information, how people can get in touch with you. Let's start with Chris Lombardo.
Thank you. So, again, it's Slim and Fit. We're located up in Scottsdale, just about a block from the Kierland Common, 15475 North Greenway Loop. And our phone number is 480-607-7546. And our web address is slimandfitaz.com.
And you have that great event tonight.
Tonight.
7 o'clock.
7
right?
o'clock. And it does go on for the next 5 Tuesdays. It's an 8-week series, and anybody can come at any time, but we will be completing at the end of June. So any Tuesday from now to the end of June.
That is awesome. Nicole.
I'm available at Golden Eagles Coaching, that's Eagles with an S, .com, and you can order my book on Amazon. It's Positivity on Purpose, and my phone number is 623-328-8918.
And Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer.
All righty. I want to just give a quick shout-out to anybody, any listener that's out there that is come through the last 4 years in this challenging economy, and really what a wonderful time to change. So keep going for it. Believe in yourself. Make it happen because you're the greatest. You can get in touch with us at Leapfrog Forums. That's plural. And the phone number is 602-859-0048.
Well, that sounds interesting. I mean, if people need coaches, they really do, because – you know, like we talked about, athletes, the best in the world have coaches, because sometimes you just can't see beyond your own limited view. And what a wonderful gift you can give yourself to reach your full potential and continue evolving and growing, because there's more to life than just storing up toys and making more money. I mean, that's you can't take with you, but you can leave a legacy of a gift to your kids, your friends, of greatness in the sense, not from an ego sense, but you evolve to your highest and best. And parting comments, Chris.
It was great to spend some time with some great guests, having Nicole here and Tom. It was just a pleasure. So I'm grateful for spending time with you all this afternoon.
Attitude of gratitude, Nicole.
Absolutely, I agree. And, that legacy, it's critical that, changing the world starts with changing ourselves.
No doubt. And the Tom, the boss.
Just keep on keeping on. Believe in yourself. It's a wonderful world we got here.
Well, it really is. And it can change in an instant by changing your thoughts. And they are quick. They're fleeting. Might as well make the best of it. Good thoughts will lead to good things. And thank you so much, Tom, Nicole, and Chris. And stay tuned, actually, for the real estate panel. We got a great attorney coming on in real estate and all about foreclosures, short sales, big, and it will continue to be big. So want to stay tuned for great information, and we'll be right back.